When I was researching the Rebuild North Bay Foundation, one thing that was hard not to notice was their website. It's good. Really good. But the Rebuild North Bay Foundation has an even bigger plan.
It's essentially a website on steroids. What it will do is allow all of the rebuilding resources to come under one roof called Rebuild North Bay Connect.
I'm speaking with Jennifer Gray Thompson, Executive Director of the Rebuild North Bay Foundation. And her organization has got big plans for this website on steroids.
On that page, you will be able to do things like find out about greener building, incentive programs, take surveys, provide data. We wanted it to be portable, which means that we wanted the ability to drop this into another area if they need it post-disaster.
That's forward thinking. But should we be building websites instead of homes?
And I did get the question the other day, well, why aren't you building houses? And I said, there are people who are far more talented and that's what they do. So we don't need to wander into their lane.
That revealed what made this organization unique among those that have sprung up in Sonoma County after the fires. Founded by Darius Anderson and led by a board of directors teeming with business and political connections, Rebuild North Bay Foundation has established an honorary board of elected officials chaired by Congressman Mike Thompson. That gives the organization great political clout, even at a national level.
In early January, we sent our first delegation to D.C. We are committed to going to D.C. quarterly for 5 years.
And there's something very refreshing about this board.
One of the nice things about our board, too, is they are bipartisan. They are Republicans and they are Democrats. It is a testament to the fact that Republicans and Democrats can absolutely work together towards a common goal.
All of this builds toward the ultimate goal of the Rebuild North Bay Foundation to be something Thompson has a great name for.
We call ourselves a third responder. And in that sense, we are designed to be most active 6 months to 10 years post-fire. Our area really is in the areas of advocacy, coordination, and economic and workforce development.
When it comes to advocacy, Thompson's organization pushes towards ideas promoted by the motto on their website, better, safer, greener, faster.
We want people to consider building zero net energy homes. Our lumber shortage with our economic workforce shortage can be alleviated if more people choose prefab housing. It doesn't require the same labor at all and much faster. So you can actually be in your home in 4 to 6 months.
And when it comes to planning, they want to bring ideas that have already been used in other parts of the globe following disasters.
We will do a post-disaster needs assessment. That is something that usually happens in developing nations following a major disaster. They do it's called a PDNA, and they do that because they need to allocate funds from foreign aid.
They may not be building homes, but the Rebuild North Bay Foundation has found its own niche in helping restore the community.
I feel very honored to be in this position. I have been called insane just because of the sheer size of it. Never again in my life will I have the opportunity to work with such an amazing board of directors to leverage all that we have in service to so many people. And that's really what we are about.
I'm J. Mateo Baker for KRCB's North Bay Report.